The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday, on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
You good? Did you have such a bad heartbreak that you vowed or think you can never love again? Did you? You do date, but it is hard to love again. Is this you? Talk to me then.
There comes a time after a heartbreak where you can't help but vow that you will never love again. It was so bad because you gave it your all and the heartbreak was, whew, earth-shattering for the records. This was like beyond you. It hit you so hard, you chose to be single. You're like, I'll just be single. Your body will say, I need a mode. Your mind will say, but we need companionship. You're like, guys, you know when you have that soliloquy, guys, not me. Nina ningaya, but mina. I need love. Not after what I've been through. Even after a while, people still ask, Ravana, Mara, it's 2 years, Joe. Melt. You can't get over that chick. It's not about the chick, dude. It's not even about her. It's about what she did to me. The heartbreak. I'm reeling. You date. Yes, you do date. But you can't love fully. Not wholeheartedly. Why? Because your heart is still in tatters. However, what does this mean in the spiritual world? We are mortals, right? And you know there's a parallel. In a spiritual world, what does this mean, your inability to love again? Is it possible that this can also block or hinder some blessings? And obviously, you can't answer that question. You are just curious. You and I, we're just asking curious question. But the person who can, is Tebogo Mofete, is coming in for my top 10 of 10. We're talking about something that really has pained you and is stopping you from loving again. Heartbreak. Lebohang, a guy. And I dated this lady for 5 years, T. It was all good, honestly, until the year 2012 when things changed dramatically. In that year, we would not meet as before on weekends. She'll always be with her friends. Kanti, the person, was pregnant, and guess what? I was not the father. After breaking up, I was so hurt. I drowned myself into booze to comfort myself. It took me over 2 years to try and move on and get back to the dating game. Even then, and even now, I'm still scared to love wholeheartedly. Because I don't think I have a room. Because my heart is still broken. Thank you, Malebzo, for sharing that with me. Have you ever... not even have you ever. The heartbreak. Has it stopped you? As much as you are dating, but it has stopped you from opening up and loving fully. Could there be spiritual implications of this? You know how it is. Your people, the underground gang, but that's the spiritual side that Tebogo can handle. By the way, call him when he's here. Especially if... Malebza, you please do that as well. Especially if you are there and see Uri. Okay? My then... The one that I really want you to wrestle with is... Is it so hard for you? What made it so hard? What made it... What made this one particular heartbreak so difficult to get over? Or to heal from, actually. Because getting over is one thing, but to heal from. Talk to me. Hashtag, it is hard to love again.
I vow to never ever date a guy that has a child because of the heartbreak. The way this man put the baby mama on a pedestal, it was crazy. And I think he just laid the foundation for me to never ever date a guy that has a child. I will never do that.
Now, actually, that's a different reason altogether, because then it's about your your criteria of who you're going to date. I'm talking about your heart. Tell me about your heart. You are disappointed in how he prioritized people in his life. He did not prioritize you. That's different, Makabo. If you had a terrible heartbreak where you say, I will never love again. That's what I want to hear. I will never. Oh, it's hard to love again. All the way from the Northern Cape.
Mr. T, my breakup was very painful and, you know, it was humiliating. And I saw all the red flags and the signs, but I ignored every signs that I got, I received. You know, I was called a friend in front of a bunch of people. Kanti, one of the people that was there, he was dating with them. And, yo, Mr. T, it was like a humiliation on another level. Will I ever date again? Yo, Mr. T, I don't know. I'm happier now and I'm more lighter right now. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, you're still scared. I get that.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are 3 teaspoons on It Is Hard to Love Again. Maybe you're dating, but very hard to love again. One, because for you, is out of sight, out of mind. Heartbreak showed you proper flames that day. And to this very day, if they are not around, you're not bothered. With who, doing what, you don't care. When they're around, you'll give them attention. But for you, out of sight, out of mind. Why? Because your heart doesn't open up. Two, you have completely shut down. Your loving capacity is closed, like gone. You want to love again, you can't. You want to feel another touch again, maybe. You don't want to start another fire. You are just done with love. Come here, keep me company, but why? Because my heart is not here. Oshap. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on It Is Hard to Love Again. You believe you are better alone. I mean, this last heartbreak paralyzed you so much that you have found comfort in being by yourself. You don't even long for someone. You have found ways to cope with your own company. Your focus is on you, and that's all that matters. Nursing another man, mother's child. No. Not part of your plans. Which song as well will best describe how you're feeling about your inability to love again? And in this second hour, we're going to focus on, can this spiritually block things? The fact that your heart can't open up to loving somebody else. To a point that your underground gang is on some, me head to hell. Because you have this inability to love again. Debo Mfete is here. 086-000-0959. If you are going through a heartbreak, or that heartbreak has basically stopped you from loving again, call in. And you want to understand if this has an impact on things that maybe you feel are holding you back. Okay? So, 086-000-0959. He's still getting himself ready so that we can then start having this beautiful chat about your love life. And if there's a connection with the underground gang. Yes? Oh, Ufedis? Oh, okay. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning, Brett. How are you?
Hey, it's good to see you, man.
It's good to be back.
Yes.
It's good to be back. I'm happy.
Good.
Did you realize that every time when I come to the studio, it's either the weather to us somehow?
No, I get it. That's the problem.
It's a sign that I'm working with the people, higher people there.
That's right. Now, yeah. I think before we deal with individual cases, let's talk about, Is it possible that your heartbreak can block things spiritually?
definitely.
What do you mean definitely?
Definitely. I'm going to start there, definitely, because I think that... oh, do you mind me? You always make me a trick with my listeners. But, and yeah. I was raised very well.
Yeah.
So, definitely, because when you don't want to let go, or when you take... other things from your past relationships and you want to move on to the next one and you're not letting it go completely, you know. And I think also this, it also talks about you cleansing off yourself and also the soul attached, you letting go. Because if you're still attached to that ex of yours, you know, then, and this does not only talk about people that are you letting it go when you're moving from one person to another, but also it could be that maybe you've lost a partner. And you can't let go because you are so heartbroken. Mm. And you can't go to the next one.
Because of basically heartbreaking is different.
Because of grief now. You're heartbroken. You're going to let go. So it's I'm happy that you chose this topic for today. Because it's quite big. And it's got a lot of things to go into.
Yeah.
So, yes, heartbreak. It's you need to let go. It's very important that. And if they're blocking you. And you are breaking yourself, obviously you wouldn't see the good in another person. So that's why those other things will happen.
Sure. Okay. Yes, of course, because of a heartbreak, you won't see good in others. Yes. But I was thinking more on, you know how we are as African children. Yes. Oh, by the way, happy New Year, African child.
Yes. It's
September.
Thank you.
So,
Bahe
Nubare, mulela.
Yes.
Mara. Nasanya kumufali wan.
Yes.
And this happens mostly to men. But wabagara kamufa di khomuze. Husna mutu. Ay, ulo talaga zon.
But it doesn't necessarily only, I think the person that we think it only happens mostly to men, but it also happens to women. I think with men, it was, you know, for them to choose you, they would know that they need to give the right person. They will have to know that the person that they bring into your life will be somebody who will support you, will be somebody that will guide you. Because we don't just fall in love or get to with other people because that's how we feel. Yes, we or Baushetsi and all those things, that's another topic for another day. But what does the spiritual guides or Abantaba Dala say about that relationship? What are you gaining from that? And I think if you are not learning anything or gaining anything from being in that relationship, so there's just no need for you. And how do you deal with that? Because there might be something that you like, besides to say, there must be something that me and you are together.
Yeah.
If you are in a relationship, besides the fact that we love each other.
It's bigger than
it's
you.
It's not about love. It's bigger than us. So let's try to understand that spiritual element. Why are we together?
Yeah.
What makes us to click? Why does Abantaba Dala want us to be together? What are we benefiting from? How do those people play a role, or Abantaba Dala play a role in us being together?
I'm going to ask a very personal question.
Yes.
And I beg your forgiveness.
Yes.
You are spiritually gifted.
Yes.
And you go through a heartbreak.
Yes.
Will that spiritually block you?
I don't think that it will block me forever, but it will interfere with the person that I am.
Yes.
If I'm spiritually gifted and now I'm going through something, because obviously being spiritually gifted, I'm also a human being.
Of course,
day,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I go through the normal things that people go through.
Yes.
But then it will make me to understand and realize, why am I going through this heartbreak?
Yeah.
Was Abantaba Dala not happy with the person that I'm, you know, I'm with? Or what were my shortcomings in terms of that relationship? So I need to have spiritual intelligence to understand what messages that ancestors are trying to show me. Because they might be also protecting me. Because most of the times we are being protected, but we don't see it that way because we think, they're just here to
and like you
mess
said,
me
you're
up,
human, yeah.
You know, to
yeah.
mess me up yeah. so I don't become happy. But there's no that Abantaba Dala will not want me to be happy. Mm. They would want me to be happy, but they would want me to be happy with the right person. And they would understand why they chose that person for me, you know.
One of the things that heartbreak do, it fills up gyms.
Yes.
It fills up the churches.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So meaning there is spiritual growth in heartbreak.
Definitely.
So why should there be a spiritual blockage then?
But that's the thing. It's because we don't address, I like the way you say it, it fills up churches, it fills up gyms. But when we are at the gyms and at the churches, we are not there to deal with the real issue. We are not there to deal with the fact that your heart has been broken and you need to do an introspection and understand what happened, what part or what role you would have that you played, or what were your shortcomings in that particular relationship. You are there to distress. You're not there to deal with the problem. You go to a gym because you're stressed, and you go to the gym to distress. You are dealing with stress, and that is affecting you physically and obviously emotionally. So that you think in your mind that going to the gym will distress you and you will be happy and you will be at least stress-free. But after you've gone out of the gym, the heartbreak is still there. So you've not actually dealt with the issue. You are there at church because you think, okay, if I'm at church, it will make me to forget what I've been going through in terms of the heartbreak. So you need to be... You need to tackle the issue at hand. You need to tackle the heartbreak and deal with it, understanding why did this person break my heart? What are the issues? What is it that I could have done wrong as an individual? Is it about me? Is it about Amanda Badala? What is it that I'm doing in all these relationships? Because it also goes down to other people that can't keep relationships. They cannot keep them. What are the reasons? Because somebody messed up with them 15 years back, and now they can't keep each and every relationship that they get. It's the same thing. Is it maybe you're comparing their previous person with their present one?
Mm-hmm.
Is it not letting go? Is it maybe that you still love that person? Because some people go to heartbreak, but they still love the person.
Understanding the past with Deboho Motsoaledi on the best tea in the city.
All right. I have more questions though, but for now, I don't want you to be holding forever. So, yeah, it's Eva, Kev. Ivan, you know why is a press? Ivan, Tatu, where's Alanka computer? I have a two press. Okay, let's try again. Let's try this one. Let's see. Nothing there. Yeah. Okay, all right. Please call Gift, our technical guy, to come and try and help us out here. But in the meantime, you have chosen songs today. Oh, wow, look at that. Adita Pointer. Where, Nana?
Yeah. I think the song says it all, eh?
Sing love.
For what it is.
Tandi, good morning.
Morning, Uncle T. How are you?
I am good, Tandi. Welcome to the show. Deboho Motsoaledi is here. What's your question for him?
Broken up with the father of my child. It's been 8 years now. And then after the breakup, I decided to take a break for 6 years. And now I've been back in the dating scene for 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And yeah, things are just not working out.
She's born the 11th of April, 1980.
Kitandi. How's that, you guys?
Kitandi, guy.
Nice to talk to you. When you say things that you say, I've heard the story that you've broken up with the father of your child, and you say things are not working out. When you say things are not working out, just give me one. What is not working out?
The people that I'm getting into relationships with, it doesn't last.
Does
like,
last?
I easily get irritated. I don't have the patience. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just get easily annoyed by the little things.
Mm-hmm. I think we need to. You're not getting through it. I think it's most about. It's not about even the person that you left 8 years or 10 years back. I think it's more about you, and looking for a certain or. What can I say? A tailor made somebody for you, and you'll understand that as people we come with different characters and characteristics. So I don't think you need to build up that kind of a person in your mind, because I think what I see now is that the person that you're trying to you want in for you for your life, or for them to be your soulmate and your love and all that, you have put that imaginary in your head, and when they bring somebody to you. You argue with what you see, And that it tends to be difficult, because now you've got an imaginary person in your mind, and that imaginary person makes the real people not to have a place in your life or a place in your heart. So first of all, it's about you letting go of the imaginary person that you've got, and try to say, even if a certain person can come forth with their challenges, with their flaws and all that, I will try and work with them and see how we can live together or upgrade each other. That's the first thing that you need to do. And I can tell you now, you're going to fall in love, but look at the people that you attract. Don't be with people that have got baggages, people that have been also in long-term relationships that have failed. Look for a fresh start. What I'm saying, a fresh start. People that are not more complicated, and study the person. That's another thing that I see. You don't give these people enough study. You just jump to be in love with them, and while you are in there, you are now in the mud.
She's quick.
Yeah, you can't go out of the mud because you are already in the jungle now. You just tend to realize that, you know what, there's actually some of the things that I don't like about this guy, but it's already late because you are in love, and it's easier for them now to break your heart, because you, at the end, you're the one who's going to be hurt because you love. And it's fine that you don't love the first time, but you rather know or learn. And it's okay to say to a person, I know you say you like me, you feel me, you want us to build something, but is it fine if we start off as friends, so that we can know each other well? Let's not rush into things. But if you're not genuine, or you're not real about your terms and conditions, then people won't understand. Falling in love is like a contract. You need to understand another person. You need to know their terms and what they like, what they dislike. So take time to study them. But you will meet love, you know. A lot of things that are happening around the month of November that will make you happy in terms of love. So just be open. Just be open. Get your nice, colorful dresses. Go out and mingle with the right people. That's what you like. Don't be too away from the people. And be frank about what you need. But definitely love is going to come. Something to start with a letter T. So that will be a person that you will engage to, and not Pratine. I'm just saying. But definitely, you will be loved. You're a caring soul. You're a lovely soul. So I don't see any reason for people not to love you. You're just having this imaginary person in your mind. Get rid of that person.
Tandi, I was listening to a podcast, right? And I think it applies to you. And the one line I took from that podcast, it says, we must stop this thing of saying we are falling in love. Because when you say you're falling in love, you're not in control. We must replace that with, I am learning in love. Meaning every single day is an opportunity to learn how to love the next person, and vice versa.
So wow.
So that gives you time. It opens you up to the friendship that Deboho is talking about or alluding to. Mm. So try that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tandi. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Understanding the past with Deboho Mferede on the best tea in the city.
All right, we've got calls to go through. Please stop calling. We'll call you back. Trust us, we'll call you back, okay? So stop calling us. We'll call you. All right? Thank you. Now, Mahudi.
Hello.
Hi, kinin rubita monna o ufugaletse shebile kwa.
Ha, kinin tikele hello wena wa ya uthandi hi.
Hi. Thanks for holding. Thanks for holding.
Thank you.
Thanks for holding. What's your question to Deboho?
Hey, also right now, I was married for 27 years. And then I got divorced, and it was bad. I was hurt. I went through depression and all those things. But I met someone 4 years back. And deep down in my heart, I know the guy loved me. And I really like a rata bona. I love my trouble with all my heart, with my everything. But then the problem, yeah, I don't know whether to have to trust or something. Because sometimes it's a quarter year, and afterwards, I had to tell her that I told her about you, man. Why did I do that? It was unnecessary. Because things like that. So I don't know whether I can have a problem or what.
All right. Hold on. She's born 1968, the 15th of August.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi, OC, okay?
No, go ahead.
Okay, right, yeah. Okay, right. Fine. The issue with her is that she divorced, but in the physical world, she did not divorce spiritually. So part of her still belongs to the past, you know. She needs to let go of that past, and she needs to get cleansed, like physical cleansing. She needs to go for a cleansing to be able to attract new energy, to be able to let go of the bad energies and the past. That so that's why she says she's got anger and all. It doesn't mean that she needs to go to anything ritual. There's not anything ancestral. There's nothing with her in terms of ancestors. She just needs to be calm and understand that she has been in a very, very long term relationship that included abantu abadala. So she just needs to get somebody can be able to assist her with cleansing and letting go of the past, so that when the new people come with their energies, she doesn't feel like she's not being able to listen to those people. She must give those people the time for them to express themselves and all that. And the other thing, Kilirata. Atlo hele lerata within her space, all rata mu ena, it's hoza lerata, and obviously ea ukwata, she also needs to work on it. So there's no much that is those are the basics. If she can just start there, because she's trying to solve a problem, a thinking it's more about her not being able to go through, to move on, and about her being a bad person. No, when you are not done, when you've not done things correctly from the life that you had before, that obviously will tend to be able to mess up things for you. And I'm just trying to get a part. Did you say what happened to the previous partner?
What happened to your partner, Mahudi? Mahudi?
Oh, she's gone. Okay, fine. Okay, it's fine. Yeah. So the issues of cleansing also, because of the soul attached and the spirit that you combine and decopana and do feel like you belong to this side now. She needs to go. She needs to get rid of that, and she will see things will start to open up, and also be more approachable, and also looking forward to a person called Peter. That's somebody that she needs to give time to, or somebody. It might be that the person is recently in her life, or if that person is still coming, so she must look out for that. But things will definitely work out. In her space, she must just get me a purple candle, just to get a fresh energy and be able to meditate with that candle. It will assist her a lot in terms of her calming herself down.
All right.
Yeah.
Can I clean in Santalo Rekas?
There is no soap to let go of cleansing. You need to go to in what belief that you've got. You can go to either a herbalist and explain that, you know what, I've been going through this. They'll then prescribe things for you to cleanse yourself, but you need to tell them what you've been going through, because they wouldn't know what is it that
they need to
get rid of, you know. And then they'll be able to help you with that. Some will give you the salts and whatever, but it depends who you go to.
Yeah, you're the Rama Semula.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Rwana, Rama Semula, Gabuchale, Nam.
Our Tabili.
Ralevora, the Bogio more question around to Anaki?
Abutabo.
Yes, I'll see you, okay?
Garata, Botata Gingana.
Tabentama.
Okay, I'll find it.
But we feel a little sort of Tabenzamarat.
Yeah. She's born March the 2nd, 1973.
You are a very lovely character. I don't understand why you even think that there's issues with you. I think you've got a problem of not listening to the other person. You are too impatient to give others a chance, so that will obviously mess up most of your relationships. When they're supposed to say something or advice or whatever they want to do with you, you are too quick to judge. So give the other person a chance for them to express how they feel, and don't rush into these things of trying to be in love. take time to learn the another partner, similar to the to our first caller. Take time to know who this person, where they come from, so that if there's anything that you dislike about them, you are able to then say, I don't like this, I like that. And also in your space, do a lot of traveling, because I see that the person that you're going to meet, it will be when you are traveling. I don't see the environment that you're currently in doing much for you to get new love or the love that you're looking for. But if you can just travel a bit, you'll tend to that you love, because there are certain people that you love. They need to see you. You don't go out a lot. You don't travel. You're within the same space. So those same people, you keep on seeing the same people, not necessarily the same faces, but the people that you see, they've got the same energy. So that does not really help as an individual. But if you travel, I see that you're going to meet a nice gentleman who will be able to, you know, to love you a lot and that. And also talking about the intimate part of it. You're not that person of a lot of intimacy and all that. You're not how to touch you. You need to try and work on that as well. How to touch you. So there's no way that a person would want to be in a relationship and not be intimate and all that. So let go of about it's my body. Yes, it belongs to you, it's your body, you are right. But when you're in a relationship, you expect that you're going to be touched. Because she knows I'm on point.
Okay. And how far on your cadoule, ne?
There was no better way to say it.
So le
no, just travel anywhere. Travel, especially where there's a lot of nature. Travel. There's no specific area that I can say you can go to, but travel. Ne?
Passport.
Passport and all those things and all those things. The education part of things. I don't know how that applies to your life. Who's an educator? Are you an educator? Or there's a person who's an educator around your space. Those people, they can also help you in terms of you getting the right person. I don't know who's an educator. Maybe just.
Oh, yeah, go to rally, man.
I recommend educator.
Yeah? Say that again.
My sister.
Oh, your sister, ki educator?
Yes.
That person, then the educator person, then now she complains about you not going out enough, not doing all the things enough. Get wherever. She likes going out. So get into a space. She will work on other things.
Yeah, how about see your pitorus kashala?
Okay.
All right.
I'll do that challenge, but I'm
waiting. All right. And I have a question. Why is it then that my inability to love again, I ascribe it to love in totality, not a person. I get mutukena hetang, not lerato. Why is it that we do that?
I think it's the way that we grew up. We grew up in a sense that in anything we tend to group it and give it a name. I don't have the right English word for it, but you will assist me.
Yeah, I get that if there's a problem that we must point a finger at someone.
We don't like to say it's individuals. We like to say, like when Motate Nikimun, not or Banabatin, and after Nikimun.
Yeah,
So I think to generalize things. Need to stop to generalize things and deal with that problem. If that then this person broke my heart, understand why that person broke your heart.
And then if three relationships end up with a heartbreak, I'm sorry to cut in.
No problem.
The common denominator is you then.
Definitely. Because there is no way that three people might not, they can give you a heartbreak. Hence I'm saying, it's very important that you do an introspection and you understand, in this relationship that I had with Utebo or whoever, let's say, do whatever. Mm. What is it that I did, me or you individually, that I did the
wrong? What was your responsibility? What was your role? Yeah.
What was your role? Did I do something wrong? What were my shortcomings? Did I give enough time? Did I love genuinely? Was I truthful? Was I honest?
And be honest with that answer as well. Yeah.
Did I go all? Did I do everything to make it work? Because there's just know that on all those people, there's know that one of them could actually be in love with you. Somebody has to love you. There's somebody for each and every one of us. But we're just trying to generalize things and think, no, I've got bad luck, or men are not right. Mm-hmm. And then what like those other hashtags that I don't want to say.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, and all that, because we like giving things labels and all that. Mm-hmm. So work on
instead of taking responsibility.
Instead of taking responsibility. I might be wrong, because it doesn't mean if Mutatlamo and Ari, I want to hell. It doesn't mean that they might be wrong, you might be wrong. So you don't know. That's why you need to understand what does this come from. Because they might be also be wrong and not being willing to deal with their wrongness and just to run away from it.
It's okay to know that you're wrong. Eh?
It's okay to know
because
that you're
wrong. Because you learn
from it. Because you learn from it and you grow from it. And love is something kind. Love is beautiful. Love needs time. You need to know about it. You need to learn about it. Just don't get too deep and find yourself in the mud by not under. We find that most people are in love, but they do not know their partners very well. And that's a problem.
Understanding the past with Teboho Mofete on the best tea in the city.
Indeed. Okay. Hey, Meruko Kumangat. Tebo.
Kumangat,
yeah. Paliza, hello.
Hello.
How are you, Pali?
I'm all right. And how are you guys?
We're good. Teboho is here. What's your question?
My question is, I don't know if I have a problem of letting go or if I love too hard. So I I broke up with the father of my child last year. It's been over a year, and the heartbreak just keeps increasing. And we see each other, we talk and all of that, and there's hope. I keep thinking there's hope, but I keep getting heartbroken over and over again.
2010 of April, 1990.
The issue with her is that she doesn't want to let go. She needs to try as much as she can to let go. However, she's still so much in love with the father of her child. Mm-hmm. And that's crippling her. And there is no way that she will even see other people, even if they can convince her or be good to her. Because she's still hanging into this person. Mm. And that person that you're hanging to, he doesn't want your opinions or motive. Let go permanently. But let go with your heart. Don't let go with your mind. If your heart says no, then you know that you are ready. Yes, he will remain the father of your child.
Mm.
And I don't, because I see a pattern here. I see that if he comes, then you guys will fix everything. And then hanky-dory for 2 years, 3 years, the same things that I get. You are in that heartbreak again. So this thing is not going to work for you, because you need to get rid of the pattern. Let go of this energy, and so that you can be able to invite new energies into your life. And there's a lot of guys that like you, by the way, that are willing to get your attention. But because of the comparison and still thinking, I don't see him that way and all that, then that will also not fall in love. And then you will end up not having anyone at the end, and you are delaying yourself. The people around your space that are trying to be friendly to you, they're trying to take you out for lunch, for dinner, try and entertain them. Obviously, not all of them, mm-hmm. but try and entertain them. The one with a letter starting with L, try and entertain those people. Try and entertain them. They will give you.
What the hell?
I like it when they laugh.
I get why he's rooting. Who be the guy and all right?
Entertain those people. Those are your people. Then you will see. You will stand instead too. But because
busy.
No. Let go of those things, ne? Do me a favor. Get me rosemary oil and the Himalaya salt. Bath with it and go out and be nice. And you will see.
And a plus of palace, I was thinking, over rosemary, man.
You know, take new energy, and you will see things are going to be absolutely fine. I just like your energy. Things are going to work out, but you just hold into the past too much. It's going to give you a lot of stress unnecessarily. Let go.
Palace.
Okay.
Palace.
Yeah, well.
Kimang L.
Man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Rory, good morning.
Rory-san.
Your question?
So my question is, I think starting from which was last year, it's over a year actually. Who comes in and I'm not going to give a lot. So I'm just wondering, did you have any or a lot?
She's the 11th of November 96.
I couldn't hear her, but I think she says Ujahil Hoba in love or something like that.
Ujahil.
Ujahil Hoba in love.
Or maybe Ujahil to be in love.
To be in love. Ne? The financial sector people or the people that you've ever been, something to do with finances. Do you have somebody like that around your space? The finance person, somebody who's working at a bank or in a financial sector, or anything
or
that's got
insurance,
finance,
whatever.
Insurance. Do you have somebody like that?
Mm-mm.
Okay, start looking into the people that are in the financial sectors. Those are the people for you. The issue is that you like intelligent people.
What did you say?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
All right, okay.
Anything to do with finances. Could be an auditor, but we're not the finance.
Let tax man get finance.
You know, those are your people. Let tax man get finance. Because I'm not finance. Okay. So those are your people. Try to entertain them as much as you can. They will work out for you, but pilela. So I don't think it's about you saying you rush into things, but it's just that you're looking into a wrong space. So your focus, I've already told you, the financial people or people in the financial sector, they're the people that you need to entertain. Because the things that we feel, I wanted to say that you like intelligent people. You like people that think before they talk. So it's more about that. You like people that make you grow, you know. So you need to get people within the same energy, and you will see things are going to start to open up as you go. Don't think it's about I'm too quick. That's who you are, and when you love someone, you love them with all of your heart, and don't judge yourself to be true to who you are, because you can't change you being a genuine person. Because you're gonna say, no, I don't want to name, and why let no care about little loving head. No, I don't want to move along our head. Keep on and then being genuine to you. But the people that they're genuine to is because they are not within your intrigue, one guy, no, okay, space in society. So get the people within those sectors that can appreciate you. You've got a lot of love to give, ne? So you will see, you will receive the same love that you receive, ne? And that you actually give out, ne? So be calm and be hopeful, and you'll see new energy will come by. And also the trip that I see you taking with a plane, go for it. It will give you a new energy. Go for it. Something to do with December or November, go for it, ne? And also something about the child. Let that thing about the child go. I don't know what is this about the child that might not be yours or around your family. You're trying to assist, you're trying to give advice, and the people that are not listening, go out of that thing. It might be here or it might be coming, just let it go. They will get help with in whichever way they need.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Rory.
Does it make sense, Rory?
Sort of.
Hey?
Sort of. I can show my... I guess time will tell.
Yeah.
Time will definitely tell. But work on who you are and don't be too much about you. You will see. Time will definitely tell.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you, Rory. Last one for the day. Muntu. What does that mean? Hi. Finally, a guy. Finally.
Yeah, guys don't have to call it. I'm
so happy. I want to go here. What
do you
want? I want a heartbreak. I want to go to the Muntu, what's your question to Tebo?
Tebo Zabman, as in Ukwazu, it's okay. Njabanguzuna, a master strong person, especially Mautola, Muntu, to go to Ketela Matos. And Lomunt Loyo, let's say, when I'm Funi, or Yenweta, Tuzaranja, and Gutlento, Yenze.
When I'm Funi and Yenweta.
Yeah, let's say umfuna umuntu wakho.
Hayi, yazini angifuna abo let's say la muntu ngifuna ubuze into ebhekene ebhekane nawe uthami.
Eh mina kunomuntu okumnikeza amadlozi.
Mara inhliziyo yakho ayikho lapho wena.
Hayi, inhliziyo manje nakuqala bengekho lapho until now.
Mm-hmm. Key 11
March 1987.
And
yeah. You will grow to love that person. If you say to me that person you will grow to love them, you will learn to love them, you know, because there's a reason why Abantu Abadala will give you that specific person. And they are well aware that at this point of time you are not to attach to them because you don't know them, because you want what you want, you don't want that's the thing, we want what we want but we don't want what the universe is giving to us.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have also those kind of obstacles. The church people around your space, kibomang batwa kreke o motho kreke ke mang around your space. Focus on people. The person that you're supposed to be in love with, or who's going through something, so those are the people or the person that you will be able to attract, because right now you've got issues in trauma closely and all that, ne? But start being nice and also look at your, be gentle, because the spirits are concerned about your conversation with your lovers or people that you get to be in a relationship with. Be gentle. Oskangala, when you don't understand something, try and have a conversation with them and understand. You know, you're a sweet guy. You will do very well. But you just want what you want. And normally what you want is not what you're going to get. So ask from the spiritual guides. And in Tosahau, so in anything, even with this clarity that you seek from me now, that is the conversation that you will need to first have Nabanda Badala Bahao to say this, and then so they can.
So the money pila utwari network.
Lena kimo tulin to sabaya sabaji.
Hey, muntu, kwanza upeti phone na wisebenzi sauti yam.
Ah,
okay. Ay, mana umeng. Ngabe ngifake wena lana usitshela indaba kanti.
Ah, hey, futhi kuthi vele uteza wavela wangibamba kwenye indawo.
I have to because and people will say, but the topic today is this thing. The topic today is about what you're talking about, but some of the things they link.
Yeah.
And if I don't say the way I say, then I'm not gonna give you the remedy or the solution to your problem. Because I wanna say it's you, but it's not you. Mm. I need to tell you, yes, there's this and this, but also look this and this for that it makes sense to you.
Yes.
That's how it works, you know. And I'm happy that you acknowledge that what I'm saying, you know it, so it resonates with you in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I'm cool.
Thank you, Puss. Cool.
Thank you,
Tips. There's a TV show coming, guys. Hey. So next month, it's Orubuzaga and Agir?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Going to talk about it.
Are you still open for bookings? For people to come and see?
Yeah, I'm still open for bookings, but I'm pleading with the people who want to consult with me because of my other project that I'm busy doing now. I will see them. They can call and do bookings, but yeah, they need to know that. For now, already, you are taking for next year. That's how hectic it is. So when they say I'm available next year, don't think that they are trying not for you to see me. It's we can there's only one table, and then I can also do so much to reach out to people, you know.
Mm.
So yeah, things are coming like that way. But they can go and call the number. It's 079-820-5086, 079-820-5086, or 067-392-3017, 067-392-3017, and definitely I'll see them, you know. They must just call the number or send a WhatsApp, and my admin team will definitely get back to them.
See you next month.
Thank you so much, my brother.
So, could it be that's why you're still single, JJ?
Wow.
I keep bleeding love.
Uncle T. I keep bleeding love. No, that's not why I'm single.
Oh.
I'm searching actively.
Oh. Yes. Oh, actively?
Actively searching.
Finally.
Yeah.
Hey, Gunini. Oh. Gunini. Gunini smile mgani.
Imagine. How? I could have been in multiple relationships in the times she's looking for.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gunini.
Yeah, I'm out there dating apps. Everywhere.
You can't even do vacations with your bestie.
Exactly. She's taking Uncle so long.
That's why she calls you, what is it?
Work wife.
Work wife,
because
because.
The real.
But at least manja, she's active.
Yeah. And soon she will complain when I actually find someone, because then I won't have, you know,
time.
Same time for her. Mm. And this topic is actually quite embarrassing, and I'm sitting next to you, though.
Have you seen it with friends though? Mm. Have you seen it even with maybe cousins?
Yeah.
That they went through such a bad heartbreak. Mm. It's difficult for them to love again. They do date, but they can't open their heart the way they used to before. Mm. Have you seen it?
Definitely. My closest friend was engaged. Well, they did the whole traditional marriage, so I could say she was married.
Yeah,
right?
married.
And then she had such a horrible breakup that she told me, no, marriage is not for her. She's actually just dating. So she's like, she's going to date, but she's not going to get married. She's just...
Sure, but even when she's dating...
She's playing around, man.
Do you see her holding back? Do you see her not fully messed?
Yeah.
Because you would know. You would see it.
Yeah, no, she's just playing around to push time.
No, see?
Hmm.
Have you seen it?
I mean, Twitter. I just have to go through that list where people post how they are going through things.
Yeah.
Hey, umgo. It will take you.
Yeah.
Mm. So, but yeah. But I mean, just even from... I remember when I got married people, some of my married friends brought me into a corner and they were like, hey, Wena, don't rush into this thing.
Wow.
Don't rush.
Yeah.
Just relax, take your time.
Take your time. Yeah.
Don't rush.
Ziaka.
Hey.
Oh, my word. So
for me, the advice for married people is enough for me to know that, hey, it goes down.
Is it?
Yeah, no.
Go rough.
Really?
Go tough. Go rough, go tough.
Mm. You know, we know of, especially guys, we know of guys either we grew up with or you know of him. You're like, what happened to that guy?
Mm.
But I'm fit. I'll tell you entrepreneurially early or I'll tell you pusher early. Say, do you fail or no too?
Just like that.
Just like that. Huh. What happened? I'm fit. I'm one of the monster feeling. Hi. And it's easy for us to go, for manana. Now you understand the signs behind what a heartbreak is, then you realize what he's going through. Mm. But again, it is not love that broke his heart.
What was it?
It's a person.
We need to make the distinguisher.
Yes. Mm. So, deal with the person. Not the process.
Love will always be there.
The experience is there.
Mm.
For you to enjoy is part of the human experience. That's why you're on here. You're on this planet.
True. No, but it's the person you loved.
Yeah. And they broke what?
Your heart.
Your heart.
Yeah.
Them. Not love.
That's why every time you're like, oh, I'm so in love. Like you said, I would never. You sworn to never. But you find love again because it's always there.
It's always there.
Yeah.
You just choose who to give it to. That's why even love never ends.
Yeah.
When the relationship ends, love continues. Mm. You just choose a different person to give it to.
Yeah. You just choose.
Yeah. Mm.
Like you chose.
Yeah, I didn't choose
it. Yeah, I didn't.
Not so long ago. Okay, bye.
That heartbreak, the one that truly, truly, truly broke my heart. I know after that, I'm sorry. You know, it is said that sometimes a person can go through such pain that once recovered, they'll never be back to the person that they used to be. That's what happens when that love is that deep. You know, you get broken on such a level that you just can't. You physically cannot go back to loving the way that you once did, unfortunately. As much as I would say I can't love like that deeply again, I don't know. Maybe I can. Maybe I need to find the right person. But one thing I know about me is that I'm a lover, a true lover, and I cannot live without love. So, yeah, we shall keep loving.
It's one thing to know yourself, though, but it's another to trust that with another person. Stan, always a pleasure having you here, man. Uhuru, Sanel musician there, all right, with Azana. And, of course, Mafikizolo Saka, Kendrick Lamar with Blackstar, and Die Hard, DJ Rogers, the father to the junior. Trust me, part one and part two. But I would let be near about Togo Sales House. Oh, yeah. That's a classic. Oh, timeless. Indeed. Answer me this. This hashtag is about you, right? It is hard to love again, right? But you are dating, I guess. Tell me this. What do you do to avoid being hurt again? Well, there are no guarantees in this world, but this one, at least that's what you do. Has a phone. So basically, you just your job is just to respond based on, you know, what they wanna, what they, when they want you. Because what will I be? There's a lady on my timeline who says, I got so heartbroken that I kiss about a mutu or single. And that's her way. Hence my question. What do you do to avoid being hurt again? It doesn't have to make sense. It makes sense to you. Okay. I took what you spoke about last week and I thought, let's add a layer.
Okay.
I think I added two layers.
Okay.
But the biggest layer was that heartbreak you went through, Sissy.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are it's got spiritual blockages.
Hey.
Hence Deboho was here.
Hey. It's very necessary.
Very necessary. It's possible.
Very necessary.
So don't say I don't listen to you. I do. Two, because I get to Luena, you were busy with Just Girls and their soundtrack.
Yes.
Yeah, right? Men came through today.
Oh.
But Lalela. Lalela.
She was 13 years older than me. That age gap gave her an advantage to be abusive and manipulative.
Yes.
No, no. For now, as what if history repeats itself? What if I fall and love someone hard, along the intentions, which are not same as mine? I.
Heartbreak! It's hard to love again.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
That part I know.
Oh.
I took an 8-year hiatus. You know this, Moss. 8-year hiatus. I was like, I'm done. Thank you.
But now, why are you done with love, not done with the person? Because it's the person who hurt you, not love.
True, but I didn't know any better at that point.
Oh, yeah.
So I took and the whole category.
No, you didn't meet us then.
Fondon?
If only you were at Kaya, you'd have far-heeled in your speed.
Focus.
Yes.
Okay.
I've a dollar size on my cake.
Wow.
My go, tiki, tiki.
I'll probably be a return soldier as we speak, but aside.
Never. Who? You?
One thing about me.
Who would have made sure?
I'm not problem your reverse. Me.
Who would have made sure that he's either the creator of Please Call Me or of E.E. Wallace?
And the payout is happening in the next year.
And this is Bambezela.
Yes.
Bambezela, maniachiga lento Bambezela.
Hey, Bambezela sachiga.
If you want to avoid being hurt in a relationship, then you must stop making the person that you are in relationship the center of your life. What you invest in a relationship should be equal to what you're going to get out. So stop giving out more, knowing that you're going to receive less. If you're going to receive less, then it's not worth it.
Kiri, heartbreak, ne? Haga utabana talking about heartbreak. Utaudore, I know. I have a kimshimanyana this thing. Honestly, have a chat with brothers in your life. Talk about heartbreak and how long it took them to get over it. I tell you now.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.